Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It's interesting, guys. I'm just looking at Wall Street over the last couple of weeks and then yesterday, and still more volatility. And now we have futures up, but I don't know how long for.
Anything can happen.
Anything.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at the opening numbers. And after a two-day rally, we are looking at Asian markets on a weaker footing, right? And zooming into Singapore, we saw, of course, the latest budget on Monday. That helped to lift the mood for investors. But it seems like now we may be seeing a bit of profit-taking. So we might be looking at some of the markets seeing a bit of pressure. But one thing to watch out for is what's happening in the REIT space, because just yesterday we had this new bill being passed in Parliament.
Yeah, so those unable to fulfill contractual obligations due to this COVID-19 outbreak, you know, things like paying rent and all that, you won't have to pay for up to 6 months. It's basically, long story short, a giant pause button.
Yeah.
So good news for tenants, maybe not so good news for REITs. Let's get the bigger picture from Abhilash Narayan. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Morning, Abhilash. How's your work from home this week?
Good morning, Ryan. Still getting used to it.
Okay, I think a lot of people are still getting used to the, you know, new routine. Looking at what we have right now in the markets, a lot of tension is on the REIT space. And this is something interesting, because you now have a new bill that allows tenants to defer payments for up to 6 months. And of course, this is to help them tide over this tough time in terms of cash flow issues. You're watching this space very closely. What's your take on the REIT space? Is this still attractive to you right now?
Maybe let's start first by analyzing why this measure has taken place. And clearly, with the shutdowns happening, the tenants have a tough time. And it's not only Singapore, even places like Germany, some very, very large chains of apparel manufacturers and, you know, sports good manufacturers have said that they would stop paying rent. So clearly, this new development is a challenge to REIT space, and we have seen the overall market getting sold off. But I think it's important to differentiate between the various types of REITs. So if you think about REITs which are in the industrial space or data center REITs, they are likely to be less impacted, because ultimately the tenants of those REITs are less impacted by the circuit breaker or by the slowing economic activity. It's really the retail and the hospitality sectors which are affected a bit more. So if investors still want REITs which pay decent dividends for income, maybe looking at some industrial and data center REITs is worth considering.
So maybe look at REITs with more earnings visibility, especially those in the industrial space or data centers. Abhilash, looking at the earnings season coming up, what are you expecting? Are you looking out for more disappointing numbers, more downgrades, especially with more pressure for companies to conserve cash and cut back on dividends?
Yes, absolutely. I think everyone in the market is expecting, you know, the companies to guide towards lower earnings and even an earnings contraction, at least for Q2, if not Q3 this year. Obviously, the signal would be, or the focus would be on whether the companies do also announce dividend cuts, and we think it is going to be likely. Right now, the companies have to manage multiple things, right? They have to manage the slowdown in the business. They also have to manage, conserving their credit ratings, and we have seen a big surge in rating downgrades across the U.S. and in Asia. And see, if ratings get downgraded, the funding cost for companies increase as well. So it would be a double whammy in a challenging time like this. And to conserve their ratings, a lot of companies would be, considering pausing or reducing their dividends. So really, it's a lot has been priced into the expectations. So it's really about, you know, how do the company announcements fare versus expectations. But we can expect the markets to be volatile and choppy as companies come and announce a lot of their earnings, revised earnings expectations and dividend policies.
Hey, Abhilash, looking at the market opportunities right now, what's interesting is the tech space. And this is something you like quite a bit. I'm looking at some of the recent headlines. Samsung and LG Electronics both have painted a rather optimistic picture around the outlook. And that's because you are seeing more people staying at home. There's more remote learning. So all that is driving the, outlook for the tech industry. What's the picture like for you right now? Is this something you're still looking to get into, the technology space?
Yes, absolutely. So when I said that, you know, earnings for most companies would be downgraded, obviously I was looking at the broader market. Now, tech sector is one that we like across, you know, US and in Asia. And like you rightly pointed out, tech sector, especially if you're looking at someone like hardware manufacturer or software services, like companies which offer cloud storage, they would be beneficiaries of increased work from home. Now, if we take a step back and try to look through this the coronavirus related slowdown, which I admit is tough, but if we look through, tech is an industry which is a high growth industry, and given that the global economy is going to be maybe contracting in 2020 and growing at a slower pace in 2021. Assets which offer growth are likely to be at a premium once, you know, the current market choppiness subsides. So we think that not only do some of the industries within tech sector have an opportunity to gain from the current situation, but even in the longer term, they should offer a superior growth to a lot of other sectors compared to a lot of other sectors. And thirdly, the fact that had been keeping us a bit more worried about tech sector was regulation. So back in US, 2 months back, Bernie Sanders was in the running for the Democratic presidential nominee. Mm. And he had some policies which he had announced which were not very favorable for the tech sector, especially in terms of regulation, etc. Now, with the possible likelihood of Bernie Sanders becoming the presidential nominee reducing sharply over the past 2 months, we think that headwind for tech sector has gone away as well.
All right, we're chatting Abhilash Narayan. He is the Senior Investment Strategist for Standard Chartered Private Bank. Abhilash, just to wrap things up, looking at how we started the week, it was quite optimistic, but it seems like, you know, that is fading. Are you looking at any potential market catalysts to turn things around? And one of the things I'm looking at is maybe China. There has been a few stimulus measures, and on the corporate front, you have businesses returning back to 100%, close to 100%. Is that something you're pinning your hopes on?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been looking at China as, sort of a leader in terms of trying to set a template for recovery from coronavirus. But what we have also been seeing is that although the factories are operating at near full capacity in a lot of places, the demand has fallen. Because, see, a lot of the demand that, was coming for Chinese factories was from developed markets, was from other countries. So if the export demand falls away, then obviously that does slow down the pace of recovery from China. I think the other thing which we need to keep in mind is that we have seen a strong rally in the last couple of days, so as to say. Mm-hmm. But if we analyze past sell-offs of past bear markets, what we did analyze that over the last six bear markets, you usually see two dead cat bounces. Mm. So you see a sharp drop, then a 15-17% recovery on an average, and then another drop of 10-15%. So that's something which investors should be careful of, because while we have seen some positive news coming through on the front of coronavirus, there are still a lot of uncertainties out there.
So
we're still overweight equities, but we think it's prudent to hedge it with an overweight exposure in gold.
Yeah, look out for the dead cat bounces if you're buying on the dips. We've been chatting with Abhilash Narayan. He is the Senior Investments Strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Abhilash, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.